Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
Another narco boat going up in flames, this time at the hands of the Coast Guard, south of the Galapagos Islands in the Pacific. The Coast Guard posting on X saying over the weekend, as part of Operation Pacific Viper, the Coast Guard cutter Stone conducted three interdictions in a single night, seizing nearly 13,000 pounds of cocaine and apprehending seven suspected drug smugglers. And while this operation was more of a law enforcement interdiction rather than a shoot-to-kill military strike like we recently saw over a week ago with that Venezuelan narco boat, all of this is part of the Trump administration's crackdown on cartels.
I don't know what I think about this. I was watching Rand Paul on some cable show yesterday argue, even if they were drug runners, they could have been running drugs to somewhere else. We're not the only country that likes drugs. There's lots of places that like drugs. And are we just going to kill all drug dealers anywhere in the world that are sending drugs anywhere? I mean, so how do we figure this out?
Yeah, I don't think it's as nearly as simple as a lot of people are portraying it, partly because it's kind of fun. And directionally, everybody wants a tougher border and standing up to the cartels because they're monstrous.
I'm not worried about it. Make that clear.
Yeah, but, you know, somebody also pointed out that these guys in the boats are either like the lowest level guys or fishermen who are just trying to earn a little extra money by taking a bail from here to there. They don't ask any questions, that sort of thing. There are arguments counter to that, too. You know, they're selling death. They're transporting death. And they're criminal enterprises, organized criminal enterprises, but snuffing people without trial ought to be looked at carefully. You don't really want your government to have the right to do that because it tends to get out of hand.
So one of the biggest topics in America yesterday, and we talked about it a lot, was the so-called national report card on our schools that came out that showed once again they are headed in the wrong direction as they have been for three decades at least. The coverage of it was exactly what I expected. Unfortunately, it was blamed on COVID, and then they would mention this at a time that the Trump administration has fired half of the people in the Department of Education.
Right.
Neither of those things really relevant, as the numbers have been going down, as I pointed out, for decades, and, you know, COVID didn't help, but it's not the cause by any means whatsoever.
Well, and the idea that your child learns to read and write because of the Federal Department of Education is hilarious.
Right.
I mean, that's a canard, as they say. It's a falsehood. Please.
Well, and these
minor and overblown duties and just tracking test scores and forcing schools to adopt progressive policies for the last several years.
This data was from before those firings happened anyway.
Right.
But I guess the idea from the media is, now we're going to try to fix this with half of the Department of Education. What is it that leads you to believe that more government, more at the federal level is what would fix this anyway? I mean, where's that come from? Oh, and then I wanted to throw in, as I mentioned last hour, an eighth grader I know talking about being in science class yesterday with kids looking at their phones. That didn't get discussed yesterday. How prevalent is that around the country? kids having phones in the classroom. That's insane to me. I can't believe that lasts 5 minutes. Yes, let alone school by school, the whole classroom, people are just sitting there looking at their phones. I was told that a couple of girls sitting there with earbuds in watching videos on their phone. Of course you're not learning. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I think it's a majority of states now have banned smartphones in classrooms, but whether it's enforced or not is, you know, varies. I'd imagine state by state and even district by district, certainly blue county to red county, there's probably a difference. We got this email from a 20-year school marm, as she describes herself. I'm a 20-year veteran teacher, having taught almost every grade K through 8. I've spent the last 7 or so years in kindergarten, and I agree with all of your takes on public schools and why we are failing. I believe very strongly that teachers' unions and the inability to retain students are our main obstacles to real and effective positive change. Some other food for thought. What was the per capita number of...
Retain meaning hold back or flunk? Call it flunk. You flunked second grade. Now and then they called it held back. Now I noticed they call it retain.
Yeah.
But you're not allowed to retain people. Why? You can't read or do math at the grade level you're in right now. Why would I move you on to the next grade?
Says the administrator, because that's easier for me. It'd be super hard to justify to the parents and tutor this kid and get them caught up to speed. It's super easy to pass them on.
Part of that, there's a number of reasons. Part of it is the whole self-esteem movement. It would hurt the kid's self-esteem. Well, you're not going to help their self-esteem by sending them out into the world where they can't read or do math and they can't work a job. That's pretty hard on your self-esteem, too.
Yeah. So anyway, some intriguing questions from the veteran teacher. What was the per capita number of books per child or books per household 20 years ago? How about the minutes per day that children interact with crayons, scissors, Play-Doh before the age of 5, 20 years ago as compared to now? We have kindergartners arriving to school where we are now expected to send them to first grade as readers who cannot identify, much less write their name, nor do they know how to use crayons, and they've spent the first 5 years coloring with fingertips on screens. I could go on. And it's worth pointing out here that, and a person could certainly say, well, this is the computer age. They don't need crayons or, whatever.
I was about to ask that.
Unfortunately, as study after study has shown, handwriting is an incredible stimulator of your brain, connecting the mechanical with the cerebral. We're talking about your brain, but there's practically no substitute for it. For developing your brain.
But I that's true. But is it's not the same though when you're coloring in with your finger on a tablet? Because I've done that with my kids when they would do that. It's very similar.
I don't know.
Motion or writing. You're writing with your finger instead of holding a pen. I don't know why that would be much different.
I am absolutely deeply in agreement with the need for a complete overhaul of the way public schools operate, government schools. But we have to talk about the ways that families are or not setting their children and teachers up for success with what they are doing with their children before they reach the school doors. Thanks for beating the drums for sanity. KTAOKACAS. Keep talking about our crazy ass schools. It's a 20-year school mom. I will tell you this, and this is a statement that any sane, decent person must agree with.
That's a good setup.
And I will take all comers who deny that. We need to approach the failings of our government schools and the failings, more generally, of our kids to learn and achieve with completely open eyes and honesty. And there can be no sacred cows spared if they shouldn't be spared. Teachers unions, we hammer them all the time. No, you do not get to hide behind your rhetoric anymore. There can't be any fear of, quote-unquote, blaming the victims. There can't be any fear of coming off as racist or what have you. When you and your progressive policies doom little black kids and brown kids or whatever to low achievement and failure, that's not being nice to them. That's the worst thing you could do to them. It's got to be dealt with honestly and bluntly. And don't have a lot of hope that that's going to happen. But and as we pointed out yesterday, and I was going to try to dredge up this article again, by the absolutely brilliant Harvard economist whose name has flitted out of my head because I'm old. They figured out how to turn around schools, and they did it successfully in Houston. Poor schools with poor kids. It's known what to do, but the educational industrial complex has no interest in that. Schools don't exist to teach your child anymore, your children anymore. They exist as a jobs program and a political patronage program.
They're still doing the test scores up on CBS, I'm happy to see, because that should be a topic, and it has gone down 10 points. I forget if it was reading or math, which one it was, but one of them has gone down 10 points in the 30 years they've been tracking it for seniors. That's an amazing drop, given how much more money we spend per pupil on schools across the country. More money, less results. But one of my blind spots would be, you know, I only know my own socioeconomic experience. I don't know what it's like for most of the country or, you know, the bottom third or whatever of schools. Because that person that just wrote about kids showing up to kindergarten without any of the skills that kindergartners used to have. God, where I live, the kids show up, they already know how to play the cello and speak another language, and they've been to Europe and all these different things. But what I've always wondered is, it seems like the, like, kindergarten, first grade is so much more advanced than it was when I was a kid. Where does the drop-off occur from you're doing, like, math that we used to do in seventh grade, in first grade, but then somewhere in between, it, like, falls off a cliff? That's what I don't.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is odd and varies a lot place to place. A quick word from our friends and sponsors at Prize Picks. The football is revved up. It is fun. It is great. There are some great games this weekend, and it's fun to spice it up with a little Prize Picks action. All you have to do is pick a couple of players, at least a couple of players, and say whether you think they'll do more or less than the stat projection. And, they have these, max discount squares at Prize Picks. Like if, Travis Kelce gets one receiving yard and you pick the more than 0.5 receiving yards, you're a winner on Travis Kelce.
How about if he runs into the second best player on the team and knocks him out for the entire season? Is that anything you can wager on?
I would certainly hope that wouldn't happen.
Well, it already did. Download the app today, the Prize Picks app, and use the code Armstrong to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's the code Armstrong to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, it's good to be right.
Daily fantasy sports, easy, fun. Prize Picks, use the code Armstrong.
Yeah, Travis Kelce says he's sick over that. They just ran into each other, him and Xavier Worthy, the fastest guy in the NFL, and he might be out for a long, long time.
Friendly fire incident. Yeah.
Probably has something to do with Taylor Swift.
Okay. All right.
I'm happy to see up on the screen they're talking about it. It says American kids' test scores declining. It should be talked about. It is a couldn't hardly be a bigger deal. Like I said, as usual, the finger pointing goes in the wrong direction.
Yeah, the dominant media, legacy media, excuse me, will all be saying, therefore, we need more money.
Right. And then so what? We've been throwing more money at it, and it's been going the wrong direction. You'd think for decades, you'd think that'd be enough to say, okay, we got to try something different.
Yeah. 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 You'd think. But
you
the advantage progressivism has is their scam is easier to sell than the truth.
But you said blue states, red states with, like, phones in the classroom. I don't know. Is that the way it would break down? What's the blue state argument for phones in a classroom?
I've heard various arguments about, you know, the progressive parents who tend to vote in blue states say, I need to be able to get together with my to connect with my kids. They've got to have their phone. And I would be willing to bet a substantial sum of money that helicopter parenting, snowplow parenting, is more prevalent in progressive families than in conservative families.
Do you know anything, have any experience with, in this new school year, kids with phones in the classroom? Do you know anything about that? If you do, text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
You're great at protecting your data, but lots of places could still expose you to identity theft.
I thought it was safe.
If that happens, LifeLock gives you a U.S.-based restoration agent who will stick by your side from start to finish. Phone calls, filing documentation, preparing insurance claims, your agent handles it all. In fact, we're so confident, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Isn't it nice to have someone like that on your side? Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
You ever wonder why Verizon charges twice as much as Pure Talk for the same basic service? Think it might have something to do with the fact that Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotion. That's billion with a B. Yeah, Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. That's why they can offer unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a blazing fast 5G network for just $25 a month. Save an additional 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say the words micro. That's #250.
Stay informed with our county's most reliable news. Tune to KCNR every Monday at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McLean News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief provides precise, local-only updates and compelling discussions critical to our community. Have a lead? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or reach out via socials at townhallbrief on linktree.com to send a DM. The Town Hall Brief, the authoritative source for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNO.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. What it take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal, plus September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor. Call 530-238-2383.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large two-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
So you know what things you can spend your time on that will really fulfill you. Otherwise, you'll always be wishing for more time. BetterHelp offers convenient, affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn how to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mygoals today to get 10% off your first month.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
You guys see this? The woman from the viral Coldplay Kiss Cam moment has filed for divorce from her husband. It's the first time someone listed their reason for divorce as Jumbotron. The woman now wants to get away from the spotlight, so she's going to spend a few weeks with her sister in Philadelphia.
I don't want to take a joke serious and get off on this, but I wish we would change the way we talk about that in America to filed for divorce from their family as opposed to filed for divorce from their husband or their wife. Because that's what you're doing. I don't give a crap about the dad or the mom. They'll get over it. The kids, though, huge deal. Never gets mentioned. It's as an afterthought, and I think it's horrible. But that's my jihad. Filed for divorce from her family. Decided to leave. Left her husband. Left her family. Left her. Left his wife. No, left his family, I think would make more sense and be more accurate. Mike Tyson says he was using fentanyl back in the day, long before anybody even knew what it was.
Wow.
He had come across it somehow, and somebody explained to him how it was like, it's something like 500 times more effective than morphine in terms of a painkiller. I've had morphine a couple of times in my life when I had my gallbladder out and then something around my cancer. It's pretty effective. I went from being in the worst pain of my life to zero pain, like immediately, when they put me on the morphine.
Yeah, amazing.
And fentanyl's way, 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 way more powerful than that, but Tyson was taking it for his feet, I guess, back in the day, and he's now happy that he did not become more addicted or die from it.
Yeah, yeah, wow.
He's a 60-year-old man in the pot business now, mostly how he makes his money, and he's going to fight Floyd Mayweather. Some consider the greatest fighter of all time. He's the most boring fighter of all time. But anyway, Tyson's going to fight him next year, I guess.
So. Was it Mayweather who fought the crippled Filipino man back in the day?
Yes.
One of the worst pay-per-view events in the history of pay-per-view.
He also fought, who's the lunatic Irishman?
McGregor.
Conor McGregor. Yeah. I paid for that one. I think I paid like $100 for that one.
Oof.
Oof is right. What are you going to do?
I know a couple of surgeons who are just astounded that fentanyl is a street drug now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's the idea that you're buying it from some dude on the street and you're trusting them to get the dosage right is just, well, it's so stupid it could kill hundreds of thousands of people. Well, whoops, it has.
I know nothing about this. How many people are knowingly buying fentanyl as opposed to it's in drugs to make them more addictive? Do you know?
No idea.
Is it mostly the first, or you don't know? I don't know either.
No, I honestly don't know. I know the truly insidious part is the second, where it's used to beef up how high it gets you and cut the cost and the rest of it. But unfortunately, people die a lot from it with no idea that they're going to ingest fentanyl in whatever form.
Yeah, Tyson said he was on it for a little while for his toe, mostly his toe hurt. And then when he stopped it, he was full on throwing up and shakes and everything like that. And he's like, whoa, what the heck? So it's crazy addictive, like really, really, like almost immediately.
I was neglecting my pigeons. It was terrible.
My tigers were looking at me with disrespect.
That's a good Mike Tyson. That's very good.
Is it? I'm mocking a lisp. If he were here, he'd punch me right in the face.
Oh, that's what he talks like.
That is what he sounds like. That's not mocking
a
lisp. It's doing an impersonation, so give you an idea of what it would sound like if Mike Tyson said that. That's what I was
doing. Yeah. You've gone soft.
Theater of the mind.
Exactly, Michael. Exactly. Jack, you need to toughen up.
So,
folk thing is over.
One of the hottest stories in America is how are all these lunatics who've committed so many crimes out on the street to commit even worse crimes? We're going to talk to one of the nation's leading experts on knowing all about that coming up next. And we got to change the way we do things in this country.
What should you know about cash-free bail, that whole system? Does it work? No. And we'll talk about why.
Armstrong and Getty.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Mom, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotion. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom, it's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotion, and their customers are paying for it. Well, Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. Consequently, they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a blazing fast 5G network for just $25 a month. Dial #250 and say the words micro, and you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250 micro. Pure talk.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
That Friday feeling is more than just a day of the week. It's the sight of a full plate and the promise of more to come. It's Black Bear Diner's all-you-can-eat Friday fish fry. Get your fill of crispy, hand-breaded pollock fillets with fries, our famous hush puppies, and house-made coleslaw. Starts at 4 p.m. every Friday at Black Bear Diner. Come hungry, bring the family, and enjoy a tradition you can count on.
Black Bear Diner.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Shasta College's Harvest Fest returns to Ross Ranch on Saturday, October 18th from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Start the evening with a student showcase, then enjoy a delicious dinner of whole roasted pigs and fresh produce grown by our students, plus local beer and wine, live music, dancing, and auctions. Every ticket helps our agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment students gain the hands-on experience they need to succeed. Get your tickets on Eventbrite or call 530-242-7565.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
What shall we do about them?
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
President Trump says this murder was a result of state Democratic policies.
We saw the results of these policies when a 23-year-old woman who came here from Ukraine met her bloody end on a public train.
Yeah, well, one of the policies we're talking about is people not having to put up bail and getting to head out onto the street and recommit crimes, which is obviously horrifying.
Yeah, the idea of cash-free bail, which ends up being catch and release, is very popular in lefty circles, but what's the reality of it? To discuss that and some of these awful crimes that have happened recently, we're glad to welcome longtime friend of the Armstrong and Getty Show, Topo Padilla, who's not only been a licensed bail agent for 42 years, but just finished up his term as president of the Golden State Bail Bonds Association in California and also the president of the Professional Bail Agents of the United States, representing agents across the country. Topo, how are you? Welcome.
Good. It's great to be on here with you guys.
Hey, 20 seconds is probably enough for 30 seconds. Why does bail exist? What is it and why is it important?
Bail has really one sole purpose, and that is accountability. Accountability that people go to court, and if a law enforcement officer arrests them and they're charged with a crime, that they go to court. If they don't, it is our job to go return them to court at no cost to the taxpayers.
And the experience is, over many, many years of doing this, is people are much more likely to show up for their court date and less likely to reoffend while they're out there if there is money up because of, like, family pressure?
Yes, it is accountability built by a bond. You know, I don't want to use the word bail bond and bond, but we build bonds with the person that's in jail and the people that are bailing them out, whether it's family or friends, that bail them out. And that bond does, in fact, and it's been shown, Jeff Reisig, DA of Yolo County, did a study, and it showed that recidivism happens when you have no skin in the game. And what we do is we build that bond with our clients to make sure that they go to court and change their lives. That's it. Throwing people in jail, okay, that's fine and dandy. Change their lives. And if you're held accountable, as we know as raising children, you might change your ways. And that's our objective in our criminal justice system, is to change people's ways.
Well, yeah, one of the interesting effects of the bond or the bail system is you have family and friends all get together with the bail agent and the courts as a team to say, all right, look, let's settle this problem in a smart way. Let's get the best result possible. We're all going to cooperate. Let's do this, as opposed to a guy just skipping out and doing more crimes. That's not doing them any favor. What's the reality of the cash-free bail system that lefty states are embracing?
Well, if I could say something, I was on the phone the other day with somebody who's very, very close to the administration. In our profession, we have about 8 to 10 people that are very close to the president's, this administration. And one of the things I said, hey, can we get him to quit using the word cashless bail? And they said, no, he's not going to quit using that term. It's a term he's latched onto. But it's really and truly, yeah, I was told that by somebody who's right next to him. The real fact of the matter is this. Just because it costs money to bail out of jail through a bail bonds and they use the word money bail or cash bail. No, it's a bail bond. And yes, you pay for a bail bond just like you pay for car insurance, house insurance. It is a bail bond. So there's a monetary amount set when somebody's arrested, say it's $10,000. They can put up $10,000 to the court. And if they don't go to court, they lose that $10,000, or they can go through a bail bondsman and pay us an insurance premium. And that's what we do for the people that don't have the money, for the people that aren't rich. And you're right, what you said, Jack, moments ago, people will get together, they'll band together to bail their loved one out, and they want to see them change as well. And that's why our system does work.
But if you actually go to court like you're supposed to, the bond is just 10% of the bail, right?
That is correct. It's 10%, 8%. So there's different rates, and different states have different rates. Yeah, but yeah, that's what it is. And that we put up that bail bond, making sure that you go to court. And I'm telling you guys, the stats in my office, because I write bail a little different, are over a 99% success rate of returning people to court. Overall, the bail profession, it's a profession. We have over a 98% success rate in turning people to court. And if you compare that to somebody who just signs a piece of paper and is released, and if you look at that perpetrator, that murderer that did what he did in North Carolina, that man, he knew there was nothing that was going to stop him. So he just kept committing crimes. And that's a real tragedy. And it's sad that young lady has lost her life to bring this to the forefront of this country.
What is the catch and release? Is that the term you prefer instead of cashless bail? What should we be saying?
You know, no, it should be secured bail. And this is what I said to the advisors that I was speaking to. It should be called secured bail because we put up security. We put up in a bond. If somebody puts up the whole $10,000, that's secured bail. There's a secured bail. There's one day I will tell you guys a story about what happened in Placer County that had something to do with a father putting up cash and the son running. But it's that secure. I would rather see the term secured bail and unsecured bail. Cashless bail is a term that it's getting people's attention. But the bottom line is we want people to go to court. We want them to be held accountable. We want them to change their ways. And it's just a system that has been trounced on. However, as you guys know, in 2018, Proposition 25, the voters overwhelmingly by more than 2 million votes said, we do not want to eliminate bail. Bonds.
That was in the state of California, correct?
That is correct. So
Right, okay.
We won there, but should resonate across this country.
Even in California, people think the whole you ain't got to have any skin in the game is nuts.
Right. It's the whole protected class and unprotected class, the elite intellectuals who hold these what are often referred to as luxury beliefs. Because, you know, you're affluent, college-educated, generally white people who have no idea how the real world actually works. They congratulate themselves for holding these beliefs. But meanwhile, in the hood, the people know exactly how it works, and they hate the idea. One more thought. Topo, you pointed out in some of the written stuff you gave us that when you just sign a piece of paper, say, yeah, I'll show up to court, whatever, and it's unsecured, that fugitive rates skyrocket. And when people are on the run, they're more apt to reoffend. So this actually leads to more crime.
Absolutely. And one of the things I put in there that I really have to bring, we in the bail profession created a fugitive. We have a fugitive problem in this country. We truly do. And those fugitives are not out on bail. They are truly out on unsecured release. And we as bail bondsmen are now being stymied because of a case that happened in Missouri from going across state lines and asking a fugitive and bringing him back. And we are hoping that the president looks at our executive order and understands all we want to do is do our job and be able to apprehend fugitives no matter where they go, because we do have a fugitive problem. And Joe, as a matter of fact, in my 42 years, when people are fugitives, they're not living right. They're not working. They're not taking care of their family right. They're on the run. In Los Angeles in 2018, there were more than 2.1 million warrants. Jim Cooper brought that to the assembly floor when he was an assemblyman and said that today, I promise you, that is over 3.5 million active warrants. People that are wanted. Every time they see a cop, their stomach turns. And that's a problem we have in this country, is fugitive.
Wow.
Topo Padilla, president until just very recently of the Professional Bail Agents of the United States. Topo, great stuff, great information. Let's stay in touch on this. It's important. Thanks.
You got it. Thank you, guys.
So that's all true, and I believe it. The statistics back it up and everything like that. Having skin in the game for the individual and then the people that, you know, around them to keep them accountable, to show up, all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This horrible case in Charlotte, the blonde girl being hacked to death by this lunatic, the guy's completely crazy. That guy's completely crazy. That is mostly a failure of our judicial system, our mental health, the way we deal, all of that. But the guy is crazy. His mom knew he was crazy. His dad knew he was crazy. The cops knew he was crazy.
And dangerously
and
so.
And dangerously yeah. crazy. They were like, he's going to do something horrible sometime. We got to come up with a way to deal with that.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to talk more about that after a quick word from our friends at Simply Safe Home Security. The traditional security systems, which were also overpriced and bulky, so people didn't actually use them, just went off after they smashed in your windows, right? Well, here's how Simply Safe is designed to be proactive, not reactive. They use smart AI-powered cameras to identify threats lurking outside your home, and they immediately save professional monitoring agents who can intervene in real time before the break-in even begins.
Yeah, they access two-way audio to confront the person, trigger sirens and spotlights to scare them off. Request rapid police dispatch when needed.
Wow, rapid police. Good Lord. Join the more than 4 million Americans who trust Simply Safe with their home security every day. 60-day money-back guarantee. No long-term contracts because they know you're going to love it. Simply Safe earns your business every day. SimplySafe.com/Armstrong. You get 50% off your new system. That's SimplySafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like Simply Safe. Go ahead.
We've got to be moving toward, and I think we are, with public awareness, a more willingness to lock up crazy people
yes.
against their will.
Yeah.
We just have to.
And look, we are more than acquainted with the excesses of the past. That can be dealt with. We have so overcorrected. I mean, like, in a way that is, well, mad. It's crazy in itself. The brilliant Nellie Bolds of the Free Press wrote one of my favorite things that I've seen about this horrible case in Charlotte, and how it came to be. And she describes the story, and she says, there are many angles to the story, the media blackout that followed, the mayor's response that offered more sympathy to the killer than the killed.
Oh, that's
he was
so horrible.
Well, I know. She is absolutely evil. He was well known to law enforcement, having been arrested at least 14 times. Over and over, he was arrested and released. The obvious question is, why was this man walking free? The answer is simple. And, you know, I've expressed this several times, but she does it more eloquently. She says, we don't like to incarcerate our maniacs until they kill. Mental institutions have been deemed too terrible an option. So in America, every lunatic gets one free murder. A lunatic who runs around trying to kill someone for years should at least get one before he is locked up, right? Irina Zarutsko was DeCarlos Brown Jr.'s one free murder. And they have several stories about that topic. But that's right. You can do anything until you murder somebody. Then we'll incarcerate you. Then we will separate you from all of your potential victims. But you get to murder somebody.
Well, we got to change that.
Oh, yes, we do. And soon.
And
I'm not sure how much can be done at the federal level, but it's a social thing. You know, politics is always downstream of society, of the morals and beliefs of the people, culture, in short. And we've got to change the culture and help people understand that the progressive crime policies are madness in themselves. They're nuts.
Depends on where you live, of course, but where I live, I walk by somebody that probably should be locked up every single day. Every day.
Mm-hmm.
Often parking my car here at work and walking into the building, but to other places. Every day I come in contact with people that almost certainly should be locked up by the state.
Speaking of which, came across something, it's one of the most unbelievable, astounding failures of journalism ever. Seattle Times, I'm looking at you. We'll have that for you in moments.
More excerpts from Kamala Harris's book, which are out today.
Stirring. Stirring is the word I would choose.
It's a blame-a-thon. Among other things on the way, stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up.
Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/jo.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO, and on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver Discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until their renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, my name is Lori from Backrubs. We've been working with the Rancheria since 2008. It's an honor to be partnering with Rancheria. They are one of our favorite groups to work with.
I'm Yasmin Pena with Shasta Heat and Air Conditioning. We've been working with the Redding Rancheria since 2022, and we are proud to be their go-to whenever they need work done.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
The new poll out from New York City about Mamdani with a giant lead. I mean, it's most people are calling it a lock. I mean, there'd have to be some extraordinary event at this point. And what does that mean for our national politics? Maybe we'll talk about that in hour three.
Also next hour, Vladimir Putin putting a thumb in the eye of NATO, flying a bunch of drones deep into Polish airspace. Holy cow, what does it mean? We'll get to that. So continuing briefly our discussion of the horrific murder of the young woman in Charlotte and the, you know, turning back onto the street over and over again, a violently crazy person. One of the really great pieces of writing, thinking journalism by Kat Rosenfield on in the Free Press, she points out the greater issue is a cultural one. She's talking about how you know, conservatives have latched onto this as yet another example of the idea that we must let serial offenders just stay on the streets for some reason. And she writes, while this vicious crime plausibly represents the policy chickens of 2020 coming home to roost, that only halfway explains why the story is so captured in the public imagination. The greater issue is a cultural one, a growing frustration with what often feels like limitless tolerance for public disorder and antisocial behavior. And with it, a sense that one must not only avoid discussing these things to remain a liberal in good standing, but actively pretend that they don't exist. And she talks about the media blackout in the wake of this murder, which didn't last because it's too horrifying and big and for the reasons we're discussing. But like Wikipedia, the editors are trying to take the page down that discusses the murder. You've got to actively stop people from talking about it. Which brings me to what I teased, which is the almost hilarious failure of the Seattle Times. It's an article written by one Greg Kim. Mayoral candidates take opposing tax on homelessness response. And it's, you know, fine in describing that about how the two main candidates, one is intent on removing tents and making public spaces usable again. Parks and sidewalks. We got to keep them clear. And we got to get people off of them and let the citizens, you know, do what they do. And the progressive challenger wants to take a more compassionate approach. She agrees that public spaces need to be used for their intended purposes, but says the city needs to get there by dramatically increasing its shelter capacity, which means finding new progressive revenue sources, new taxes. Okay? Here's the punchline. This is a fairly long article. It's several hundred words. And I actually did it. I read it, then did a search to confirm it. It does not once mention drugs.
Wow.
Or drug abuse. Not once.
And that is the leading reason for the street person problem.
Yeah, they're junkie camps. These tent camps are junkie camps. They're drug abuser camps. The vast, vast majority of it. And this entire article carries with it exactly what Kat Rosenfield was talking about in the Free Press. You're forbidden to talk about the actual dynamics of what's happening to remain a liberal in good standing, like this so-called journalist. The entire article is an implication that the homeless are merely people in need housing.
Right.
Period.
It's almost hilarious. I can't think of another example of this ever, when there is a major issue, but we don't talk about by far the main part of it. So it was Seattle themselves where they had a study that showed 90% of the street people were drug addicts.
Right.
And 90%.
I can't remember the percentage, but a huge percentage were from elsewhere who had come to Seattle because they made it so easy and comfortable to be a drug addict.
So then you
San Francisco, the same.
So then you discuss how to fix the street person problem, and drugs does not make an appearance in the conversation. I can't think of another example.
Right. Not even in passing. That's hilarious.
It's wild.
It's bizarre and troubling, too.
I'll bet it wasn't even on purpose. It was that they're so married to, there's a French term for it, fixe ID or something like ID fixe. But it's you're so swimming in a particular view of something.
Right.
They probably didn't even have to do that on purpose. They're just so stuck in the idea that this is an unfair economics issue.
Right. Right. And anything that would distract from that narrative is verboten, even if it means ignoring a huge part of the problem. Or this guy might say it's a small part of the problem. But anyway, there's an agreement on the left. You do not admit to inconvenient truths that might give the evil conservatives a tool to overturn your policies with.
What jobs are the most AI-proof, according to a poll, among other things, next up?
Armstrong and Getty.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos. Fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/today. Ethos.com/today.
you're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.